Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally, somebody did it, Lee.
What's that?
Somebody separated. I was waiting to see. We've got 17 states now that allow boys who say they're girls to compete against actual girls without any kind of physical restrictions.
Yeah.
No commitment. No. So... I've been waiting for somebody to file some sort of discrimination suit before we make a complete mockery of women's sports. Well, somebody finally got the cojones to do it. And I understand why you look at this like, wow, nobody is sued. Yeah, because the left will tear you to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be made out to be the biggest bigot and homophobe when all it is you've run since you were a little girl and you just want a shot at scholarships. You worked your whole life for this. Three Connecticut girls who have run high school track filed a federal discrimination complaint lawsuit saying a statewide policy on transgender athletes has cost them top finishes in races and college scholarships, which are, track's not like a style sport. You know what I mean?
No,
you don't get style points for looking good going down the track.
Yeah.
No, it's speed. It's just, it can be boiled down to speed. That's the way that it is. And they are saying they lost out or on and could potentially lose out on college scholarships, or they would get reduced scholarships because these two Connecticut transgender sprinters won first and second place at the indoor track championships. Some of these girls were bumped out of participating because they didn't make the top cut,
right?
Which is six. So those two took the top two.
They missed in the primary.
Exactly. And again, both these runners had extremely mediocre track careers when running on the boys' teams. And as soon as they switched, the girls' team started setting records and, all that stuff.
Women's records. Which are different than men's records.
Right. And so this is going to be very, very interesting as this begins to heat up. Because you got to wonder, where are the feminists?
That is exactly what I was thinking. Is like, where is the now gang?
Yeah, where are they?
Where are people who are fighting for women's rights? Where is the Democrat Party who is always talking about being for minority groups? Because this is a male claiming to be a female. Isn't that an extension of toxic masculinity or at least a part of the changing patriarchy in this country?
Well, no, they want all men to try to be women because that would eliminate the toxic masculinity.
Okay.
Right. Or it'd go a long way to end our suffering and whatnot. But... the rest of society is suffering anyway. But I mean, when you look at Title IX and all of that kind of stuff, I mean, what women have had to go through to get their sports even funded, much less recognized.
Yeah.
I mean, who is going to and in the along the way, we've all fallen in love with some of these women's teams. They're just really cool to watch. I used to go watch the girls' soccer team at UNC Chapel Hill when Mia Hamm played, and that was just so much fun. She packed the stands. Everybody loved her.
Yeah.
What's the fun of watching Mia Hamm play against two guys? Wouldn't I just watch the guys' team for that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no fun. This is going to destroy women's sports. And I thought about this. Where are the feminists? And to her credit, they did dredge up one in the entire country. They found one who's a liberal Democrat, lesbian feminist who said, you don't understand what you're doing here. You're going to absolutely destroy women's sports. But nobody listened to her.
A voice of reason that is being ignored.
Yeah. But I started thinking about this. The bottom line, I think, Lee, and tell me what you think. I think the left simply can't comprehend the plight of somebody begging for a fair chance at winning on their own merits because, in liberalism, everyone loses for the good of all. I mean, is that not what they do? I mean, liberalism is about eliminating winning. And winners are, winning and winners through forced equality and about pulling down the best and the most talented so the rest don't feel inadequate. I mean, look at all of our presidential candidates on the Democrat side. They've all had to apologize. The men have anyway for any kind of success. If you have success to the left, that is, highly suspicious. It's a thing to be apologized for. And you have to make up a story about your poor, humble roots to excuse any sort of success you've had. Like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for instance, mm-hmm. right? I mean, she did do an amazing thing being elected. We later found out she didn't do a thing.
Yeah.
It was actually the Young Turks, and she actually just won a modeling contest. They were doing auditions, but whatever. And she, remember, she had to make up the whole story about being like a poor Latina and right. how her mom, like, you know, after her dad died, lost the house, and she's trying to make it as a maid. And then, yeah. and you're like, oh, wow, that's so sad. And then you're like, oh, wait, her dad was an architect?
Yeah.
They lived in Westchester County? Man, you got to have some dough to live in Westchester mm-hmm. County. And then you find out, oh, wait, he wasn't just an architect. He owned his own architecture firm? Well, why were they poor? Because he planned poorly for his early demise, not seeing it coming. Oh. I mean, but you got to have a whole backstory.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be Robert Francis O'Rourke. You got to be Beto. You got to be some person who's poor and downtrodden. If you have any kind of success in your life, I mean, that is highly suspicious. And it's probably because you had unfair advantages that you then exploited, and those should be eliminated anyway. So, I mean, any kind of success is to the left is suspicious. So, I mean, when you have these girls saying, listen, I just want a fair chance to win.
Yeah.
They don't get that. They don't understand. I mean, that does not make any sense to them.
What, you want to compete for this? Come on, man.
You win? It's going to make people feel bad. And whoever wins, I mean, obviously had an unfair advantages over others. Those should be eliminated. So, I mean, I think they literally can't understand this. They literally are baffled at these girls, you know, these track girls on this track team, at their inability to go along for the perceived good of the herd, you know? Why wouldn't you want to lose for the herd? The whole herd's going to lose anyway. Why don't you lose too? It'll be great. So, I literally think they cannot comprehend the mindset of these girls who just want a fair chance to win and have worked, a lot of them, all their lives for it. Well, it's really sad.
It's all about the collective and not about the individual.
What do you think? I mean, so this is the beginning of the process, right? No, it is about the collective. You're absolutely right. And the individual is a threat to the collective,
exactly.
Especially a talented individual.
Any free-thinking individual is a threat to the collective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is why, look at Sarah Sanders, you know? I mean, she was absolutely brutalized about her looks.
Look at Candace Owens.
Torn down any way she could. Yeah. Racial slurs.
Yeah.
I mean, from the left.
Yes.
Not us.
Yes.
We're the ones who love her. She's famous because people on our side love Candace Owens.
And isn't it interesting? It's always the left that says that you folks on the right don't want to accept people that look different than you. But if you look at the African Americans who espouse conservative viewpoints, and we love them, Candace Owens, Diamond and Silk, we could go on and on about the African Americans who are either Republican or leaning conservative or Trump supporters. We embrace them. Milo Yiannopoulos, a gay man who speaks about conservative social issues and financial issues. The right, for the most part, accepted this guy and was willing to listen to him and bring him in, welcome him into the party. That, of course, is to the left, did everything they could to try to destroy him and keep him from speaking and ever saying anything and taking away his First Amendment rights. And that was the left that did it, not the right.
Well, here's a perfect example. Did you hear about this? There were two anti-Trump demonstrators. And the editor-in-chief, there was an impeachment protest in New York. So they send the editor-in-chief of Campus Reform out there to interview them, right? To interview all these pro-impeachment folks. They're liberals. Okay, 26-year-old Lawrence Jones, who happens to be black and happens to work for Campus Reform, which is a conservative organization. Okay, he's interviewing people at the event. The Washington Examiner has the video of these leftists at the impeached Trump event hurling racial slurs at him, including, quote, because he was work, you know, he quote, why don't you go back to Fox News where there's more cotton for you to pick?
What Republican or even a supporter of a Republican candidate would be allowed to get by with that?
None.
It stuns. Well, it doesn't stun me. It doesn't surprise me at all because of the two-tier justice system and social mores that we have in this country. The left can say anything they want about anybody who is saying anything different to them or even questions them. But, of course, let the right imply or maybe even say something that is misunderstood and you're immediately a racist, homophobe, yada, yada, yada.
Well, I mean, I can go one better. There is video out there. I've actually got the audio. I should play it. It's kind of rough for radio to understand. I guess I could parse the words for you. But, you know, they had a pride march, right? Pride month. The marshal of the pride parade, who was a gay woman, singles out two Jewish lesbians Because the whole point of pride is you're like, you're going to show off as allies, right? Or you're going to show off like, hey, I've got pride and I'm a police officer, a dancer, whatever. They were wearing the Star of David on their arms to mark them as Jews.
Right.
That was the whole point. And they had, you know, Jewish lesbian across their shirts.
Right.
They were booted out of the pride march.
Because
they wouldn't remove the Star of David.
I believe that's referred to as anti-Semitism, Tara.
It's hardcore. I mean, that left is becoming more open with their anti-Semitism every day. So, I mean, you have one group of lesbians kicking the other lesbians out for being openly Jewish.
Oy vey.
Yeah, we vey. You got to say it with a little more emphasis.
I'm sorry. I'm Southern Baptist. I can't do it.
Just, you know what? Go back in the newsroom and practice. Okay. We'll try again next segment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Things that make you go, Things that make
you go, All right, life lesson. Be careful with these people that you get into an online skirmish with on social media. You know that hothead. Told you were an idiot, but actually he's the idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. Best just ignore that idiot. Because apparently, these people could show up on your door like this lunatic. This happened right here in Greenville. Did you hear about this? 19-year-old Jermaine Allen Gibson Jr. took exception to something somebody said about him on the internet. He didn't even know the person. Social media post, the two of them got into it. Well, he looked the guy up, Jermaine Allen Gibson did, figured out where he lived. Are you ready for this? Showed up at the home on Mayflower Avenue at 1:20 in the morning and opened fire. Now, the guy, CJ Jarrett, who he got mad at because he didn't like, I guess they got into an argument on social media. The guy, CJ Jarrett, was sitting on the front porch enjoying a cigarette, his mama said, when he was hit by the gunfire. Sheriff's Department says the shooting stemmed from a disagreement on social media that resulted in Gibson finding out where the victim lived and driving to the home and shooting him. Well, like shooting him, how badly? Cochran, the mama, appeared in bond court as Gibson, the idiot, faced a judge saying, quote, this is the mama's talking. He didn't shoot up my house. He didn't just shoot up my house. He tried to kill my son. His intentions when he came to my house were to kill my son and to kill us. Cochran's son was hit. Are you ready for this? Four times. Two bullets hit him in the abdomen, one in the arm and one in the artery. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Cochran said he has underwent three surgeries as of Friday morning, and the doctors are considering a possible leg amputation. Bullets also entered the home, damaging floors and walls inside. When asked about her son's condition, Cochran fought back tears and said, he has a long road ahead of him. He's progressing every day, but as far as getting up and being normal, I'm not sure. Lunatics, folks. Things that make you go, I love this one. Oh, do I love this one. It's a 35-year-old guy named Mickey Polk in Ardmore, Alabama. He lives with some other guy named Ronnie Reynolds. On Monday morning, the cops got a warrant to search their apartment for drugs. And they definitely found what they were looking for. The guys had meth, drug paraphernalia, ammunition, body armor. But the strangest thing they found was Mickey's attack squirrel. Oh my God, I gotta have an attack squirrel. That would be so awesome. Keep him in the front yard. Let him off the chain. Yes, he had a pet squirrel, and apparently he regularly gave the squirrel meth. To keep it aggressive. Listen, I'm not laughing at the pain of a small animal, but it's illegal to have a pet squirrel in Alabama, although that's probably the least severe of the charges these guys are dealing with. They're facing a ton of charges for drug possession, drug paraphernalia possession, and weapons possession. as for the squirrel, no, wait, I'll get to that in a minute. Let's hear from the Alabama PD.
I'm dodging a crazy squirrel right now.
It's so out of the ordinary, you know, it's kind of incredulous when you first see it. You know, you're like, somebody's got a squirrel, supposedly that's an attack squirrel, and supposedly he's feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. That's something in 18 years of law enforcement I've never seen. It's highly unusual.
As for the squirrel, the Alabama Game and Fish Division told the deputies to release it into the wild, where I guess it'll deal with getting over its meth addiction on its own. Boy, that'll make it pissed off. Talk about withdrawal from meth. Huh. Oui vey, as Lee attempted to say earlier. Okay. That's the end of this edition of Things That Make Me Go. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, the Democrats and their policies are making a lot of young Republicans. Another texter writes, someone should make a parody of these commercials that spotlight famous women athletes and in the end have them lose to a transgender because, oh, that's a different text. Texter writes, hey, Tara, every Democrat in the House just voted to make it federal law that boys can compete in girls' sports. See, okay, this is the thing I keep getting at here. Here's where I'm lost. There's another poll that just came out. Did you see this? On how people feel about transgender athletes competing against girls in sports because of the physical advantage, right? Well, when Democrats are asked, you know, hey, do you support transgenders, blah, 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 you know, majority says yes. Okay. But when asked, should competitive athletic high school teams and colleges allow transgenders to play on a team of their stated sex or require them to play against on teams of their birth sex? 41% said birth, 51% said birth sex. Support crashed when respondents were provided with a simpler and more specific second question. The question, should we make all sports gender neutral, allowing athletes of both sexes to compete with one another as they choose? Only 29% support that. Folks, the Democrats are on the wrong side of this again. Yeah, I mean, okay. That's what they want to run on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, so here's a Trump rally by the numbers. Oh, by the way, first, we got a new client for you. Yeah, special classes you can take. You ready for this?
Hey, fellas, if you really want to razz someone's berries, don't be a fuddy-duddy. Enroll now in the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
Give me a break!
Where you'll be the bee's knees by spitting out a bunch of gobbledygook.
That's a bunch of malarkey!
You'll learn to bust someone's chops when they slap your cap. At the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo, You'll be the cat's meow.
My lord.
So move your getaway sticks, make tracks, and blow your wig. And before you know it, folks will think you're cute as a bug's ear, gosh darn it. The Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Sign up now and graduate in 2020.
Yes, geezer lingo. I'm going to sign Lee up for that one. All right, meanwhile, here's some geezer lingo for you. I got to play this in every hour today, or I'm trying to anyway, because you got to hear this. Joe Biden calling for a physical revolution. Okay, what is stunning about this audio I'm about to play for you is that when he said it, he was doing one of those like town hall style campaign events. And on the stage with him was April Ryan and three other mainstream media reporters. They had microphones. He was answering their questions. They did not follow up on what I'm about to play for you. Okay, just to set this up, can you imagine if last night at the Trump rally, Trump had called for a, well, you know, if things are not going our way, we have to start a physical revolution. OMG. This morning. It would be wall-to-wall news. They would be hauling in security experts, talking about the danger. Trump calls supporters to violence would be the headline, and it wouldn't be too far off. I mean, if I was a PolitiFact, I'd rate that as mostly true. If Trump said it. Let me play this for you and try to comprehend, try to imagine as I play, what the reaction would be if these words had come out of Trump's mouth at a campaign event instead of Biden's.
And so, folks, look, if you start off with the notion there's nothing you can do, well, might you all go home then, man? Or let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it.
Okay. Oh, Trump would have paid endlessly for that. We go on and on. The Republican leadership would have to condemn it and distance themselves from his calls for violence. They'd have no choice. I couldn't even blame them for it. I'd call it a major faux pas and a gaffe. Folks, they're sitting there on the stage with him. They don't follow up. What do you mean a physical revolution? See, because no presidential candidate in modern history has ever called for that. Are you sure you want to call for a physical revolution? I mean, because that pretty clearly means like violently enforcing your way on the rest of the people, sir. No follow-up question. No follow-up question. You know what kills me about this, too? I mean, do you remember at the height of the Trump campaign rallies in the primary? When, man, every time he'd have a rally, Antifa would go out there and beat the snot out of people. Trump supporters. They'd trash their cars. They'd beat them personally. They'd throw eggs in their face just for going to a fundraiser that was associated with the rally. I wish people being beaten, tripped, tackled, maced, pepper sprayed. It's all on video. There's even greatest hits videos of it. And I'll never forget Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz coming out and condemning Trump. Not Antifa. Trump. It was mind-boggling. At the same time, Hillary and Bernie were condemning Trump, too. And he finally had to call off one of the rallies because they were afraid somebody would get killed. So I just want to know. You know, Joe Biden's out there. He's calling for a physical revolution. We've never had a candidate do that before. Is the GOP going to step up and condemn this, sir? I mean, I could write the press conference for y'all if you want. It's not hard. He just teed it up for you. We're the responsible party. We're not calling for violence like Joe Biden. Violence is never the way to solve problems. Mr. Biden needs to rethink his statement about starting a physical revolution. It's not hard, folks. When they act like loons, nail them with it and refute them. There's not going to be a word today. So, I mean, Trump can hold a rally where Antifa gets out of hand, people end up bleeding, and he gets blamed. Biden can call for a physical revolution. Not a word out of the GOP. I guess it's okay with them. Yeah, come on. Can you just go out there in the streets and beat our supporters? We hate them. We wish they'd go away, says the GOP. It's ridiculous. All right, enough of that. Oh, the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of having to watch that video, watch April Ryan with CNN, ignore that Biden just said that. Just pretend he didn't say it. You know what that says? These people who are like, this is causing a violent climate and this is causing the rhetoric's out of control. They don't mean it. No, they don't mean it. That's fake. It's completely fake. It's fake for the cameras, because if they really cared, they were really deeply concerned about the sort of rhetoric that we're having in our country, and we've reached a point now where we need to consider whether the First Amendment could stay in place because it's too dangerous. If they really believe that, they'd have freaked when Biden said this yesterday. Just rolled right over them. They don't care. It's all about image. It's all about spin. It's all about lies. It's not about anything they claim they actually care about. All right. Gotta get to this. This is my favorite epic rant from Trump's rally last night. I think this is pretty much it in a nutshell. Here you go.
The Democrats don't care about Russia. They only care about their own political power. They went after my family, my business, my finances, my employees, almost everyone that I've ever known or worked with. But they are really going after you. That's what it's all about. Not about us, it's about you. They tried to erase your vote, erase your legacy of the greatest campaign and the greatest election probably in the history of our country. And they wanted to deny you the future that you demanded and the future that America deserves and that now America is getting. Radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it. Not acceptable. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Wow. Have you ever heard the truth more succinctly laid out? He's not wrong. They do want to destroy the country as it is currently configured. Now, look at Joe Biden. What did he say last week? He wants to reorder capitalism to save it. Got to reorder it. Wow. You want to talk about change the country? Yeah, Trump's not wrong about this. And you're not going to like how that looks. Not at all. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the only way to fix our nation is with a physical revolution. Was Joe Biden on the text line now? Is that Biden's number? Because I'd love to call him. Texter writes, the media or Biden would say he was speaking metaphorically. He was not. But let's say Trump said it, and then Trump came back and said he was speaking metaphorically. Would the media buy that? Oh, heck no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So you probably heard AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the crazy ex-girlfriend who went to Congress. We all have that crazy ex. It's crazy ex-boyfriends too, by the way. Had a couple of those. Anyway, explained how it is that, by merely detaining the people coming across our borders, whether it be ISIS or drug dealers or just like anybody like that, the children that they're sex trafficking, who they bring along with them. I mean, just detaining anybody at the border. It's exactly like a concentration camp. Remember this?
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
And you can see all the parallels. I mean, you can see how it would be similar. Like, you remember how the Jews were just, I mean, day after day, they would, sneak across several countries to get to the concentration camps, and then they would scale the walls trying to get in. I don't remember that. I don't remember that. But they would, they would fight to get into the concentration because they loved it. No, wait, they didn't. You mean they had to round them up and truck them there in cattle cars? or the equivalent thereof? Huh. She'd be like, they didn't, like, come to the border and take the risk of crossing in the hope of getting into one of these camps. No. Okay. This is what kind of pass you get from the media when you are a leftist. Are you ready for this? That comment, which, by the way, she doubled down on Twitter. Here's her tweet. This administration has established concentration camps on the southern border of the United States for immigrants, where they are being brutalized with dehumanizing conditions and dying. And still they come. It's so baffling. A million a year. Highest rate ever. 100,000 a month. Just trying to get into the concentration camp. They're highly popular, apparently. She misses that entirely. Okay, this tweet and her comment about concentration camps, so offensive that even the Auschwitz Memorial corrects her. Auschwitz Memorial, their Twitter account, corrected her and Chris Hayes of MSLSD, who tried to say that really concentration camps weren't that bad, in her defense. Which, I mean, if you're an anti-Semitic liberal, I could see how you would think that. He wrote, if you spend a few minutes learning some actual history, you will find that concentration camps are different from death camps. And has a history that both predates and extends far past the Nazis. That's true. Problem is, when you look up the definition online of concentration camps, a place where large numbers of people, especially political prisoners or members of persecuted minorities, are deliberately imprisoned in a relatively small area with inadequate facilities, the term is most strongly associated with several hundred camps established by who? The Nazis in Germany and occupied Europe. Fabulous. Yeah, so you get swatted down by the Auschwitz Memorial, who tweeted at the crazy ex-girlfriend, at Chris Hayes and at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, please consider following at Auschwitz Museum, where every day we commemorate and educate about the tragic human history at Auschwitz. Which, according to Chris Hayes of MSLSD, it was really not that bad. Auschwitz. Okay, we're moving along here. I just, every day, folks, every day. You seriously, you want these people to run our country? Do you want them to run our country? Because they're well on their way if nobody stops them. Texter writes, and it's the land of the free. Well, yeah. That's why they're trying to get here. Texter writes, come on, man. How could you miss that gem on Biden Geezer Talk promo? Sorry. Texter writes, Tara, I loved Sarah Sanders' speech last night at the rally. Great woman who I hope will be governor of Arkansas one day. Texter writes, by the way, I'm not Joe Biden, but feel free to call me. I would love to discuss the issue. Oh, a physical revolution with you? I think I'll skip it, sir. For now. Texter writes, good morning. AOC is right. America runs concentration camps. Send her there. I guess breaking laws, border, is just an act of what? I don't get this text. It's what I get for reading them verbatim on the air. Text writes, AOC should read Anne Frank's diary. Yeah, I know. No kidding, right? Text writes, these lightweights couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, physically or intellectually. I know, this way the whole internet has to be harnessed to downplay the criticisms of them. Because they cannot win an argument. Not with this stuff. Texter writes, hey, Tara, physical revolution. Biden was probably talking about gender fluidity, transgenderism. I mean, Tara, look at her supporters. Don't be afraid. I'll check them out. Thank you. And finally, Texter writes, AOC, read? ? Wishful thinking. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.